Is there are there any other stories or anything else you would like to say about that first deployment?
No, I mean, other than, like I said, I had met, and again, another one of those we all knew, but a great group of friends, lesbians that were just, like I said, to this day, Facebook friends, and lived with a lot of them after. I never dated any of them. We kept all of that separate because on a ship, that could get, you're doing what? You didn't play that. And again, this was before Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so you didn't even play it. You just, you know, we were just a bunch of friends going out and having fun. But everybody knew.
But everyone knew. Was there any, I guess, tension between the straight girls and the non-straight girls?
I never had any issue. Again, I think politically it was made such a big deal about gays being in the military, but in the real world, in the military, it was not made a big deal of. It just wasn't. It was our politicians saying, well, they're going to convert and they're going to. No, I wasn't out there to convert any straight woman. I had no intention. I was gay, and that's what I wanted to hang out with. You know, were there situations at times, and again, it never happened to me, that someone might be offended by the fact that, you know, there were a couple of us that were hanging out a little bit too much together. I'm sure there was, but none of it was ever brought to my attention. I mean, I was never approached by any of the senior leadership saying, tone it down. Not then, no.